morning again, everyone. This is Confession of Faith 2021. We are in week 46. This is the last article of the Baptist Faith and Message of 2000. It's article 18, The Family. I'll scroll quickly here so you can see just how long this article is. See that? Yeah. You know, I didn't look this up, but I wonder if it's the longest one. I mean, there's some long ones in the beginning. And some have A, B, C, A, B, C, D, you know, different sections to it. But this is a pretty long one. So I reserved, I think, 3 weeks on the calendar for this. I may do it in two. I'm not sure. But it's such a controversial topic today, such a relevant topic today. It's important to be grounded in what God has created and designed and teaches about the family. And it's such a long article. I didn't want to try and squeeze it all into 1 week. But we'll see how many weeks it takes. Let me pray for us. And then what I plan to do today is read the whole thing in one sitting with minimal comment. I'm sure I'll say one or two things just to point out what's significant, what we need to talk about in next week or the following week. I just want to read it, make a few comments, and then next week we'll maybe zoom in on one or two of the specific things he talks about. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for this great salvation that you've given us, Christ and his life, his death in our place, on our behalf, and his glorious resurrection and the hope and the life that we have in him. Teach us and help us. In Christ we pray. Amen. All right, here we go. Article 18, the family. God has ordained the family as the foundational institution of human society. It's composed of persons related to one another by marriage, blood, or adoption. Second paragraph. Marriage is the uniting of one man and one woman in covenant commitment for a lifetime. A covenant is a solemn relationship of mutual commitment. You know, it's a spiritual aspect there. That's what covenant is in its general sense when we're talking about the marriage covenant. It's a covenant commitment for a lifetime. It is God's unique gift to reveal the union between Christ and his church, and to provide for the man and the woman in the marriage, the framework for the intimate companionship, the channel of sexual expression according to biblical standards, and the means for procreation of the human race. Man, already in these first two paragraphs, you have a host of things that would be totally rejected by the world and the culture around us. Very controversial topics, hot button items, highly emotional things. So you see, this is not an unimportant article. This is important stuff. Oh man, I can't get that whole paragraph on the screen. That's okay. The husband and wife are of equal worth before God, since both are created in God's image. You know, people have not always believed that about man and woman. Not everyone believes that today, that man and woman are of equal worth. Husband and wife are of equal worth before God, since both are created in God's image. The marriage relationship models the way God relates to his people. Husband is to love his wife as Christ loved the church. He has the God-given responsibility to provide for, to protect, and to lead his family. A wife is to submit herself graciously to the servant leadership of her husband, even as the church willingly submits to the headship of Christ. She, being in the image of God, as is her husband and thus equal to him, has the God-given responsibility to respect her husband and to serve as his helper in managing the household and nurturing the next generation. Again, very helpful things in terms of what God has designed and ordained for marriage, but you can see it again, controversial things. Children, from the moment of conception, are a blessing and heritage from the Lord. Parents are to demonstrate to their children God's pattern for marriage. Parents are to teach their children spiritual and moral values and to lead them through consistent lifestyle and example and loving discipline to make choices based on biblical truth. Children are to honor and obey their parents. Again, more controversial stuff. Now, we do have a duty, and it is proper and right to raise our children up in the Lord and in the teachings, in the truth, in the ways of the Lord. We should not raise them to be blank slates. No, we should not give them the impression that they are morally neutral and that the best way to live is to try to see themselves as morally neutral. That's a myth. You cannot be morally neutral on this earth. So children is another aspect here. What I'm going to do is just leave it here for this week and give you a little bit of homework. If you like, just go back to the article, read it on your own, and then look at all of these cross references. Maybe look up as many of those as you would like to. And then, if you're on this website, go to the very bottom. Again, this is bfm.sbc.net, Baptist Faith and Message, bfm.sbc.net. You can click to some more. I mean, you don't need to do that. I would just, go over the article, think about it, look at some of the cross references, study them, think about them. We'll come back next week and zoom in on at least one, maybe two of the issues of this article. Father, we confess that you are the creator, that this is your world, that we are yours. Our hearts are yours. Our bodies are yours. And in a world that rejects your authority and your truth, we're thankful that you've been gracious to us, that we would want to hear your truth, would want to obey. We can't do any of that without your help. But we trust in your grace and in your power and in your faithfulness, and ask that you would help us in the coming weeks as we think about these things about family. It's in Christ we pray. Amen. All right, thanks for joining. I'll see you this coming Sunday for the Catechism, which will be the 47th Lord's Day. And I'll see you next week for Confession of Faith, week 47. Thanks for joining. God bless.